mostly a fucking toilet. So.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. What can I say?
You said a toilet?
I said I'm the shit. Call me John because I'm the shit.
Is that how you feel? It's very disgusting. White man.
Spit.
I'm just saying. I'm getting a hobby.
Spit dicks at these pussies. Right,
nah.
Call it lyrical clips.
Nope.
I'm bussing.
Stop. Nah.
I can't wait to be like doing like a funk flex freestyle. I'm gonna do what Tyler did and be like me and flex in the index.
And then, yeah, to be honest, I mean, to be fire, but you don't want to be known for that.
I don't give a fuck.
That you're the dick so rapper?
Yeah.
You're the one who started rapping about dicks randomly in funk flex freestyle. They're like, he was killing it, and then he just randomly
went off on some weird shit.
Bro went off on a tangent about dicks. That's wild. Nah. Nah. You're disgusting.
Shorty said.
You're disgusting. Dude. This is gonna be a banger already. I know it.
Welcome to the motherfucking butcher shop, kid.
You got your boy, Zach, and we got,
Zach, a.k.a. Zaza, and we got Johnny, whoa, a.k.a. JJ.
Yeah, please do not call me Zaza.
Yeah, don't call me JJ either.
I definitely don't want that nickname, and no one's ever called me that, so you
call
would be the
JJ
first.
Call me JJ Abrams to make the way I make a movie with your bitch.
Hey, man, do your thing, homie. Yeah. It sucks.
Get off the mic.
You're exposing yourself like Joe Budden did.
So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. We got two new albums dropped on Friday. We got Logic and Drake, respectively. Logic with Vinyl Days, Drake with Honestly Nevermind. And, yeah, let's get into it. So, hit or miss?
I'm going to go hit. It's definitely not a miss.
For each one? I'm saying
Drake is a miss.
Drake's a miss?
Yeah, Drake is a miss. And I know I'm going to get some flack for that one. I'm just saying.
Why is it a miss?
It's a miss because, to me, like, my first listen through it, bro, I deadass couldn't finish it. Like, I had to turn it off. I thought it was that bad.
Really?
Like
bad?
Yeah. Like
what do you mean by bad? Like, what was bad about it?
His,
the bars, the singing, the
not
beats?
The bars, but, like, it was really, like, the singing and shit like that. Like, that's what it was to
It wasn't
me.
Good singing, or you didn't like how he was singing?
And it's just, like, I forgot what song it was, man, but that shit wasn't good.
There's like one song on there that's actually trash. It's the one with the fucking bed.
Yeah, but that's not even the one I'm talking about. That it's like one bad of the first two songs. There's only two good songs on there to me. Yeah, that one's good. And
no, I'm saying that I thought that was one that was bad.
Nah, Texco Green is good. I think it's like Falling Back. Or no, I think it's I can't remember, bro, because I hate this album. To be honest,
oh,
it's
wow,
pretty
that's
bad.
A strong word.
It's pretty bad in my opinion. But yeah.
Okay. Well,
like Jimmy Cooks is literally the only good song in Texco Green, and I know that sounds basic.
You like Texco Green?
That's yeah, I actually sort of like that one.
That's one of my least favorites.
That's the only song to me that's a little catchy.
Okay. Not massive. That's not catchy.
Nah.
That's like the main.
This is really where I stopped listening. I was
really?
Like, I can't.
Well, what if I told you that the album from, like, Massive Down is fire? Like,
really?
The first half is mid, up to, like, here, maybe. And then this one's cool. This one's cool. This one's good. This one's cool. And then from Overdrive, Downhill's one of my favorites, if not my favorite. Tie that Binds is good, and then Liability is like one of my favorite songs of the year.
Yeah, man, he lost me around like there, and I just couldn't.
Downhill and Liability are fire. Massive's really cool. That's gonna be a big hit like this summer and like the clubs and out partying and shit. Yeah, and like, you know, he made an album for the summer, and it's funny, like I saw a tweet, someone was like you're listening to a dance house album at 1 a.m. in your bed. Like, of course you don't like it.
That's a good point.
But so I would say that album is a hit. Like I said, I like that whole second half. The first half is good. It's not something crazy, but it's good. Like, it's good enough. And like,
but this is definitely Drake's worst album.
It's just his least Drake album, I would say. But I don't know if it's his worst, honestly, because
what Drake album are you putting like under this?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't thought about it. Like, I haven't thought, like, is it his worst? Because I didn't think that it was his worst. So I haven't thought, like, what is it better than? But off the top of my head, like, this is better.
This is hands down his worst album.
I feel like I may agree with that. But that still is saying a lot because I love this album. So
I get you.
But that just shows how, you know,
I see how someone could like the album. I just think it's like,
I like it. I really like it, actually. I think that second half is solid. But so I would say it's a hit. Now, what about the Logic album? You think that's a hit or a miss?
I'm going to go, and it pains me to say it, but I'm going to go hit. I just like the Logic album didn't make me want to turn it off. You know what I mean? And that's good for Logic.
Good start.
That's good for Logic. And if the Drake album is already making me want to turn this shit off, you know what I mean? So I'll give Logic the edge on Drake on this one. Just because I felt like it was just it's a better project. Like, literally. Just from everything he put into it, to the bars, to the production and the samples and the features. Like, it's just a better project. Like, and that's fair to say.
I agree. I'm at a point where, like, I don't even like to think, like, I don't like to compare shit anymore because I think this drop this weekend, these two drops this weekend, were such a good example of why it's not good to, like, compare shit, because, like, these albums are two very different albums, you know? Like, they don't sound anything like one another, and Drake is the bigger artist and he's doing something different. Logic is less big of an artist, less well known, but he's doing something that's more true to like the history and the tradition of hip hop. And I feel like anyone that likes traditional hip hop is what I guess you could call it, that Jay-Z, J. Cole, Big L, Biggie type of hip-hop, Tupac, then I think that you have to respect this album because of how it was produced. People are saying it's one of the best produced albums of the year. What do you think about that?
So far, definitely. We still got a couple more months, but off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of some albums.
Like the Denzel album? You think this was produced better than that?
I would say, yeah, for sure. The Kendrick
album?
I would say, really, and this is going to sound so funny when I say this, don't judge me, but the Jack Harlow's album, like, the production on a couple of those songs was pretty, like, we talked about it, was pretty, like, exquisite.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that album, like, you have to talk about that one, like, when you talk about
production
just
of
production value. I'm not talking about like the music, I'm just talking about like the production on it. And then I'm trying to think who else. There's Kendrick? Nobody like, yeah, the Kendrick album, I mean, it was cool, but I don't think it was anything special. I think he could have made, like, he made that in like 6-7 months. Like, that didn't take too long to make, in my opinion. And it was
Logic made this album in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I get you, but Logic was like probably more, in my opinion, he sounded way more focused than, and I that probably doesn't, not really, but he just sounded a little more sharper than Kendrick. Like Kendrick was a little more all over the place. Had
dropped in what, like 5 years? Yeah, he came back
in like 5 years, and this album, like it was, it's all over the place. You know what I mean? And like yeah. Logic's album was sort of like smooth. In a sense, and that pains me to like say, because I mean I'm a Kendrick fan, and I like to hate on Logic just because, you know, I like to trash you.
Isn't it? Yeah, but isn't it funny how like how shit works sometimes? Like the yeah. last thing that I expected was Drake and Logic to drop albums on the same night, and Logic making a better hip hop album.
Yeah,
like no one would. I wouldn't have even said that, and I'm a huge Logic fan, but.
And then you had Joey Badass.
Joey hasn't dropped yet. He pulled his album out. Do you think that was like, what do you think that was? Be honest.
I think it was. I think he pulled it because he found out Drake was dropping.
And he hasn't dropped in like 5 years like Kendrick.
And he was like, I'm not doing that.
He's going to drop for in first time in 5 years just to sell like 60K because Drake got 300K. But it was a bad
decision because... He would have ended up like having the. He probably would have ended up having the best album that night. You know what I mean? And that's a good look.
It is a good look.
So you only get one shot.
You don't know. You don't know.
You know what they say? You only get one shot at the king. You know, you better not miss.
Miss. Best not miss, huh?
And I think he missed on that one.
Okay. So another question: do you like the direction that these artists took? I mean, from your answers, I can almost tell. That you didn't really like the direction that Drake took, but you liked the direction that Logic took?
It's not that I don't like the direction. I just don't like how it was executed. We can have a good game plan, but you got to go out there and execute the game plan good. And I don't think it was executed that good.
Okay. So you think, like, you like that he was trying to do something like that? You think he just could have done it better?
Exactly.
Okay. And what about Logic?
I mean, like I said, I think Logic, like... The thing is both albums, like, I'm going to give Logic's album a 6.5, like a 7, and then I'm going to give Drake, like, a 5. You know what I mean?
Okay. So,
that's where I'm saying, like, I'm not hyping either of these that much. Like, I was saying to you beforehand how I think that the Logic album, like, later on, it'll grow on me even more. So that could eventually get to like, I don't know, maybe like an 8 or something. But yeah. The Drake album, maybe I'm saying like it might get to a 6 or 7 for me, but I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think if you give both these albums time, they'll grow on you. Because I personally feel like they're both good music. But okay. I'm pretty similar to you. I would say the Drake album, I'd give it like a 7.5, and I'd give the Logic album like an 8.
More, I can respect that.
So yeah, what's next? Let me see. So famously, as you probably know, like Logic gets a lot of hate on the internet. Everyone dick rides for Drake, and it was weird because when these albums dropped, everyone started hating on Drake and like liking Logic's album. So it was really strange to see. As a hip hop fan and whatnot, and just seeing like how flip flopped that was, which no one expected, but it's still very interesting. Yeah, so that was cool. Drake memes. We got some Drake memes. So Joe Budden, a famous hater on the internet with a lot of, what's the word that I'm looking for? A lot of beefs, a lot of like weird interactions,
controversy.
He responded to something Logic said to Rory Amal on their show, which they used to be on his show, right?
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so there's already beef there. There's already beef between Joe Budden and Logic because Joe Budden famously said at one point that Logic is the worst rapper to like grace the microphone or something like that. So this is a clip of Joe Budden playing a clip of the Logic interview and reacting to it. We're going to listen.
And I'm like, I'm a fail. All right, come on. This is the moment. This is the moment that made me be like, fuck this shit. Joe Budden said Logic is the worst rapper to ever grace the microphone in the history of hip hop. Those words came out of his mouth. I read this and my heart rate explodes. Oh my God. It was the height of me caring about what other people say. It was the height of people's opinions on me bearing deep into my heart and affecting my everyday life. And after that, I was like, I can't do this anymore.
He spoke his truth. Everybody's got a truth.
I've literally been saying
that. I have no idea why my opinion affects people the way that it does.
Maybe because you have a voice.
With great Everybody power comes great responsibility.
Everybody's voice is not as big as yours.
That was the dumbest shit I ever heard when he said, I don't know why my voice affects people so much. And he goes, maybe because you got a voice.
Smart take.
Yo, that was really well thought out, bro.
Great takes.
With great Everybody power comes great responsibility.
Everybody's voice is not as big as yours.
It's definition of a try hard, the lyrical miracle guard. Do anything just for the applause. All up in your face with some shit you can't avoid. Yeah, it's black, white.
The button.
Oh. Like, you went to the void. No, I ain't got nothing but time.
No, the stop button.
Oh.
Please. Please.
I'm listening.
He sucks. He sucks.
Yo, biggest hater in history.
I'm sorry, yo.
He rapping.
Be yourself, yo. Just be yourself. I don't take to the pander as well. I could kind of see through some of y'all transparent niggas that do anything to gain a fan. Just be yourself, yo. He's ass. I'm done. I don't know what you want me to say. Could be a great guy.
Just the music, it ain't there. It ain't there for you.
I'm not judging his music.
So what you say? What?
What do you mean, bro?
He's
he could
not
be a great
judging
guy.
The music. All right, whatever. Man.
Wait. Let's. We got a little more here.
Judging his music.
So what you're saying? He's trash.
Him. His skill level. I'm saying that as a retired MC from an MC seat. I'm saying that as Charles Barkley talking about the current people. I'm not saying it just as a fan of music. I'm not saying he shouldn't have fans, see success, sell records. I'm saying it as someone that has put words together and kind of knows a little bit about how that goes. Nobody that rhymes like me ever would say anything about him.
I see where he's coming from, but I think he's overestimating his talent.
And I'm like, I'm a failure.
I mean, he's not just Pump It Up. You know what I mean?
I'm perception.
Like,
and perception.
He does he is really actually a lyrical rapper.
Right. But it's like he wants to come at someone like Logic who is also a lyrical rapper, but is a way more successful lyrical rapper. And maybe Joe Budden thinks he's
Dead
a little
ass.
Jealous. Like, damn, why does Logic have more success than I ever had
if
in my career?
If I was
career?
On the island and I could only have two, Joe Budden's music or fucking Logic's music, their whole discographies, I'm definitely choosing fucking Logic over Joe Budden.
Yeah, I was about to say, please come on, bro. Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. And I think that plays into why he hates on Logic. Maybe he has a sort of connection with him thinking the way he raps or some deep connection, and that's why he hates on Logic. That's my honest take. What do you think about him comparing himself to Charles Barkley?
Yeah, like I said, he's just over, doing what he's actually accomplished.
And what do you think about him saying Logic was pandering?
I don't know who he's pandering to.
Right. What did that even mean? I didn't understand that.
He probably should explain that.
Who is he pandering to when... You know, he makes this type of boom bap sampled album. He's pandering to what? Hip hop heads? No one does that. Everyone who panders does not pander to those people. They pander outside of the hip hop community, right?
Type shit.
But yeah, so that was funny. Logic, it's interesting. Logic had a line on his album where he said, I'd rather be loved by legends with careers that really last than accepted by some weirdo on YouTube with a podcast.
I
and people
you,
are saying that was
I
about
mean,
Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Do you think it was?
That was a cool... it probably was. I don't know who else it would be about, but yeah, I mean, it was straight. It was cool.
And then someone said, Joe Budden could never make an album better than No Pressure, Under Pressure, The Incredible True Story, or Vinyl Days.
I think that's debatable, but I don't know. I just think we never got to see it, because if you know about Joe Budden's career, his career sort of got, like, not destroyed, but, like, fucked up because he was signed to the label of his, like, biggest out, like, Jay-Z. You know what I mean? And Jay-Z was literally, like, the president, so he could, like, stop this dude's album and, like, samples and stuff like that from, like, coming out and all that stuff. So it's a whole lot. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think that the whole thing, man, between them is pretty funny, to be honest.
It is.
You have a dude who literally just doesn't like that dude's music and doesn't respect it. And then you have Logic, who, you know, even admitted that he was, at that point, a little overly sensitive.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's life, man.